this season on The Bachelor.
After the show, it's the after party.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Tony from the Red Beard Podcast, and you are listening to The Bachelor After Party with Becca and Tony, and I got Becca with me.
Hey, hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, Colton. I mean Tony. Oh,
don't
Tony.
Ever call me Colton.
Well, that's what Chris Harrison did in the episode with Kaylin and Hannah.
Oh,
so.
I see what you did there.
Yes.
Hi. I just want to actually take a minute to record in my room for a second. Because we're going to be going out to do some bungee jumping. I just hope you don't die today.
Yeah, Colton's nostrils just up close and personal like that. Little too much for me. I'm not grasping the whole diaries thing. Listen, it's better than the 11 showers that this poor dirty boy takes every week. But yeah, I'm not getting the bedroom video diaries thing. It's something new, I guess, that they're doing. Whatever.
Yeah, it's a little weird. I think it's just... you get to see a side of him that's a little bit more natural because
there's nothing natural.
Well,
about
no, I think it. I think it's more comfortable for him to kind of like record something himself than rather to have like a crew there doing it. So I think that they kind of give him a camera and they're like, "Here you go. Like you can do this in your room." But I don't know. I kind of like that personal thing that they probably just like throw in later.
He's about as natural as Catherine, who got booted last week's lips.
By the way, I was just gonna say that I was looking through the cast again, and I am so glad that she got already tossed.
She's a DJ in Miami.
Who cares? I thought that we were gonna have to just deal with Catherine until she was gonna be like what's that girl, man, who's
Corinne, but
she was gonna be like Corinne.
No, we have a Corinne. We have a
Corinne.
Oh,
it's Demi.
And it is 100% Demi. And I have to say, if it wasn't for Demi, the season would be pretty boring. I mean, there were some huge moments that we'll get into in this week's episode. But if there wasn't Demi, really, what would we have to be entertained by? I read I think it was Vulture that had this recap. It was a funny line that Demi is like the love child of Samantha Jones from Sex and the City and the sexy robot from Weird Science.
I think you're giving her a little too much credit. Because those people were a little bit attractive, especially the robot from Weird Science. Come on.
But so. We're going to get to Demi in just a moment. How about when Chris Harrison's like, we're going to go somewhere where The Bachelor has never gone before. And I thought they were going to say like bum F, like Minnesota or something, like somewhere totally random. But it was Singapore.
Yeah, well, my favorite, the most natural reaction was Hannah B, where she goes, everybody's like, yeah, freaking out. And she goes, what is there to do in Singapore? And I was like, that's what I was thinking. I mean, but I've never been to Singapore. I will say, after seeing it, it looks actually pretty cool. One of the guys that I work with actually lived in Singapore for about maybe 4 to 6 years. And he was telling me before this episode premiered, like, there's a really rich section, and then there's also like the other section where like you can walk through the streets and get like, oh, I'll have like meat off a stick. And like they showed a little bit of that where they were eating all those weird foods, but then you see like the high end, like rich area where they went shopping.
Like the crazy rich Asians.
Yeah, exactly. So
so they go to Singapore and obviously they're really, really milking the whole Kaylin Hannah B thing, and that does eventually get resolved in the episode, but Hannah B is just so in her head, and I can't decide if it's really her or the producers that are really egging her on in her intimate moments there. But we find out that it's actually Tasia that gets the first one-on-one date, and there's some definite undeniable chemistry between our girl T and Mr. Virgin Colton.
I will say, man, I didn't really pay too much attention to Tasia, but I find her extremely attractive. I think she's a super nice girl. I think that she's just like, she is who she is.
Yeah.
I love how she dropped the divorce bomb, and I was trying to see like how he was going to react to that. But then he countered with like, oh, my parents are divorced. And I was like, oh, well, that's a common ground right there. I just like the fact that she seems very natural. I feel like she's kind of been through it. So she's, you know, not going to play games. You know, it's like, oh, it's like, I've already been married and divorced. Like, I've been through this. I've pretty much done it all. So this is me. If you don't like it, then you don't like it and I'm out. But they had really good chemistry. I mean, I thought she was really cool. I have to give her credit for doing the bungee jumping, which
Didn't
is a little
think that they should
nuts.
Have done it together. Because don't you feel like on some of these dates, it's all about the intimacy and doing things together. Wasn't it a little weird that they were only doing it separate.
I don't think that you can do a tandem bungee jump together, because if you swing one way and you smash into the other person, and I think that rope can only support so much weight. So I think it's more of like a safety thing.
Imagine eating the food that they ate in Singapore and then went and then go bungee jumping.
Yeah, yeah. We would have seen throw up and probably something coming out the other end.
It reminded me of when Vanessa and Nick went on that like weird NASA space date and she puked.
Yeah,
and then they kissed and it was really disgusting.
Yeah,
and she had puke mouth.
Yeah, it was nasty.
Shout out to Vanessa Grimaldi though. She's dating some Canadian like businessman. So nice. She's doing okay. But yeah, we find out some key facts about Tasia, and I feel like I keep pronouncing her name wrong, and you know what? Just call me Bika the rest of the podcast.
Yeah,
here.
That's fine.
Because
yeah.
I keep screwing it up, I think. But Colton definitely is feeling her, and I think she's gonna make it pretty far.
Yeah, I honestly think that
he's, by the way, the dropping the Christian bomb thing, massive points with him, because he's down with G.O.D.
Oh yeah, definitely. I JP, are you with me? I think that Kaylin is gonna go super far in this. She's gonna be down to like the last two, in my opinion. I think it's gonna come down to Kaylin and Cassie. That's what I think. I still think Cassie is a strong front runner because they definitely have a connection when they're hanging out. She's super comfortable with him. He's very comfortable with her. They kept making a lot of like, you know, brother sister joke, because when they were in Singapore, they did like a tarot card reading, and they said like, oh, this was you have a relationship. Like she would be like a sister from a past life. But obviously, you know, they started like making out, and Colton goes, oh, he goes, that's not a kiss a sister would give. He goes, not that I would know, which I thought was kind of funny. But I will say this. This is really cool. I think this is where ABC actually did a really good job of taking their time and highlighting, you know, what actually happened with Kaylin. Because I think not only did it make for good TV, but I also feel like it's a very strong message to get out there for people that may have gone through a similar situation and are maybe looking to figure out how to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Or I think it just makes you more aware. I mean, like this happened to her at a party, and how many girls and, you know, everybody parties in college, right? And like, you just go in and want to have a good time. But I think you need to be aware when you're at parties, like, because there's some sick people out there.
Sure. And the way she told it was so eloquent. And obviously, it's a story she's probably told in therapy many, many times.
Oh, yeah.
And the way she conveyed her message was in such an, like I said, just a really
calm,
a hard, obviously, it's a hard subject to talk about, but she was really calm about it. The thing with ABC is, on a show, look, they've had a lot of problems when it comes to gender issues in the past with The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. This is a show where they put women in really weird positions, and for years they've been getting a really bad rap for how they portray women. So, yeah, I guess it is. See, at the same time, I don't want to look at it as ABC exploited Kaylin in a way. But if this is, but she did tell the story, or she did run, this was her platform for when she ran in Miss USA. So this is something she's used to talking about
publicly.
So here's my issue with Colton's response. And maybe it's more my issue with how this was promoted. ABC and Chris Harrison promoted this moment with Kaylin as the game changer. This is where the season takes a turn. This is where you see Colton in a new light. I didn't see Colton in a new light. He handled it as best as he could. Kind of made it about him a little bit.
Yeah, but
when
he
brought up the Virginia,
I do see him in a new light though, and I'll tell you why.
Okay, he had me with where he talked about his ex, his former girlfriend who had also been through a similar experience, and I'm guessing that's Allie Raisman, the gymnast, who obviously we know publicly has said that she was abused sexually.
Right.
But then he starts talking about his virginity, and I don't know what one thing had to do with the other.
So that's why I actually feel like it's in a new light. I think because people are always like, oh, like he's a virgin, and like, that's weird. Like, why would somebody be a virgin? And I think what he meant was you know, he even said, he's like, the first time, you know, I wanted to have sex or whatever. He didn't say it exactly like that, but you know, I wanted to do it with somebody that I love. And then I was in a relationship and I was in love with somebody and you know, it didn't happen. And I think what he was trying to say is that he probably would not be a virgin if he was able to be intimate with his ex. And I think because she was sexually abused, she wasn't comfortable being intimate with him fully sexually because of what had happened. And I think that prevented them from having sex, which is why he's still a virgin. That's how I interpreted it. And if that is the way that he meant it, then I respect him for that. Because, you know, look, you're with somebody that you love a lot. And if you can't express yourself in a physical way, which is, I feel like, the ultimate, you know, like, then, you know, like, emotionally, physically, it's, you know, obviously everybody knows, but it's just kind of like, you, where do you go from there? You know, there's a lot of, I think it can be a struggle for her. If that's something that she has to deal with and process, and probably has to go to therapy to become more comfortable in that situation. Maybe that was, you know, a reason why it didn't work out. There are probably a lot of other factors that we're never going to know about as to why they did break up. But that's what I took out of it. And because of that, I do have a little bit more respect for him. And that kind of explains to me why he maybe still is a virgin at this point in his life.
That's what I got from it.
But
we interpret it in different ways.
Hey, honestly, I'm interested to know what you guys think. If you're listening to this episode, you know, please, like, post in the comments, like, what you thought. Like, do you think that, you know, it was because of that? Or do you think there's another reason why he's still a virgin? I really want to know what you guys think. So when you're done listening to this episode, post in the comments. Let us know what you think. Really interested to know what you think.
Okay, let's lighten it up a little bit with leeches.
Oh, God, that was gross, man. I actually agree with that girl. She's like, are these, like, FDA approved? Like, where do these things come from? They're sucking blood out of other people, and then you're doing the same thing. How is that safe?
I
would never want to do that. It's, I mean,
you know, what's more sanitary, a night at Bachelor in Paradise in Mexico or a day with the leeches? It's hard to say.
It's a day with leeches or a day with the crabs.
Exactly right.
Right.
There was a lot of things that happened in this episode this week where I was thinking to myself, I don't know if I could do that. I don't know if I could bungee jump. I don't know if I could put a leech in my body. I don't know if I could eat those weird ass foods, which I get, like, that's common in other places. And maybe I'm just not cultured enough. But, you know, me with my, like, tree nut allergy, I'd have to be like, Colton, can I steal you for a sec? Because I'm going into anaphylactic shock and I really need a producer to go get my EpiPen. Sorry.
Yeah, and then they take you to some back room, like, oh, let's use these leeches to help you.
Exactly.
In the ICU.
But Demi proving she's all about the leeches. And
look, give it up for Demi for a second, because the girl gets what she wants. She fights for it. Like, everybody's bitching her out. Like, oh, Demi, like, is, well, yeah, well, she's doing what she said she was going to do. She's getting his attention. She's fighting for his attention. And he's going to jump at the chance for anybody that's giving him attention. So if you girls want the same amount of attention, then make it happen. And she doesn't give a rat's ass about what anybody thinks. She's there for him. She's expressed that multiple times. And that's what it is. But I do think she's very aggressive. And although she says, like, you know, I'm just being honest. And, like, you know, I just think that, you know, I've been straightforward with you the whole time. And, like, if you're going to cuss me out, then I'm going to come right back at you. It's like, all right, there's a way to do it and there's a way not to do it. And I think she comes off, she's a little rough around the edges.
So you mean that when she runs in front of the pack of girls, like she's running a 5K to jump into his arms, that's aggressive?
No, I mean, totally aggressive. But I also feel like when she has conversations with people, She chalks it up to her having a confidence, but I think it's her having an arrogance.
Yeah.
That's a difference.
Yeah, I agree. So Courtney is the one that really went down in the fight with her. And the Demi-Courtney stuff was so reminiscent of Corinne and Taylor.
Yeah.
It was so, like, I was counting down 3, 2, 1 until we heard the term emotional intelligence, because that is the term Taylor used over and over again mm-hmm. with Corinne.
But now it was cancer of the house.
And why say that? That is such an insensitive and awkward thing to say. And the
because
girls,
she's rough around the edges and doesn't give a rat's ass. She does not care.
But the girls reacted. Did you hear them?
Yeah, they were like, oh, why would you say that?
That's not right.
Yeah, but I also don't think that she thought that was going to be, you know, he was going to say word for word back to her and then have her reiterate it. I think she thinks that was something that was going to be for her and Colton, but it came back to bite her in the ass.
Suck her with the leech in the ass, you mean? Yeah.
Sure.
With Colton and his reaction to that whole thing, I thought it was so silly and so fake when he's like, this is what I didn't want to happen.
This
I don't
like
want
my
people
biggest
to
fear.
Come on the show for fame. Colton, newsflash, you went on the show for fame. So chill out.
I will say that out of all of these girls, the one girl that I did not expect to have the scene that she did was when him and Hannah G like literally got to like what is it base three in the bedroom over there like literally he had his hand on her ass, he's like getting on top of her, like grabbing her ass and pulling him on top of him, like you know, about to do some cowgirl stuff. I mean, it was just like, damn, like, all right, man, like I think like there's something going on with he's like severely attracted to Hannah G.
Yeah.
And I just, but she does have like a small face. You said that last night. You like she's got
like a doll, like a baby doll.
She looks like a doll, right?
Yeah.
She looks like a Barbie doll. But yeah. I do think that she's, I think it's the innocence and the nervousness that she throws out there that he's very attracted to.
Yeah, that Singapore heat really got to them. I thought that even you and I when we were watching, we were like, whoa, okay, because
yeah.
It was really intense.
Yeah, it was. But I mean, I don't know. I for some reason I see her. I see her going pretty far, possibly maybe hometown material, but I don't think she's going to make it to the end.
There was a lot of knowledge dropped this week. This was the week where the girls felt the need that if they got their time to reveal and to open up, as they say.
Yeah, yeah.
We had the big thing with Kaylin, obviously. Kaylin, I don't know. Again, you think she's going to make it to the top two? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I do.
If Kaylin and Colton don't end up together, Kaylin is an excellent candidate for The Bachelor.
Oh, no, of course she is. Yeah,
I mean,
her story alone is why they would do that, sadly, but I think that's one of the reasons why.
And for a good reason.
For a good reason,
Every outlet covered that story today and will throughout the week.
Yeah.
So she would make an excellent candidate.
We'll just go through this quickly. People that I think are going to go home
So we know that Tracy went home.
Tracy went home and that there was another girl, I forgot who it was, but Onyeka actually stayed. She was down to the last three of people that could have gone home. But I think that, believe it or not, I think Elise is going to end up going at some point.
So here's my deal with Elise. If you saw the preview for next week, I think Elise leaves on her own.
Yeah, I think she does too.
I think that next week she just bounces and she's had enough, and maybe there's something at home that's taken her away, or she's just not into Colton. And she makes her grand exit that way. And I don't blame her.
Yeah, no, seriously. I think she's old enough to know, like, okay, I think I'm done. So
another old thing about Elise. What are you saying?
Just saying, man.
All right, Demi.
She's the oldest one there. She's been through it. She's, you know, doesn't need to wait around and waste her time. And I respect that. So I think, obviously Courtney went. I think Elise is going to go. I think that Hannah B is going to go. I also
Hannah B. I mean, Hannah B is going to be around for a little while.
But I don't think she's going to make it. I think Kaylin actually has it over her. I think Heather is definitely going to go soon.
Next week, I think Heather gets kissed.
Yeah, well, cool, but I don't think that, you know, she's going to be going to. She's so weird. She never talks. She's just one of those people that just kind of hangs out in the background and like, I'm just waiting for my kiss. It's weird. I think Katie's going to go. Kerpa's going to go.
What about Nicole? Nicole's still there.
Don't get it. I don't understand that whole connection. It kind of bothers me. I think it's very odd. I think
And Sydney's still around, right?
Yeah. Mock my words. I think Onyeka's going next week.
Okay.
Because she was down to the final three, and I feel like Tayshia definitely has it over her. I think I see them as I feel like they have very similar energies.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be, as far as like similar energies when they're around Onyeka, Tayshia, and Sydney. Like, Sydney are, they're all very nice, very, like, similar.
And outgoing.
Right.
Or
but
they're
I,
seemingly outgoing.
But I also feel like I don't see them sticking around. I just, I feel like Tayshia is definitely, out of those three, is going to be the one who stays.
Well, regardless, next week actually marks the halfway point of the season.
Yeah, I'm still waiting to see him jump over that fence. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to see what that's about. And it's going to, you know, it's going to be like the cheesiest thing. It's going to be like a 30 second little flip out, but they're making us wait for that. I don't know. Demi, though, I'm very surprised that she has stuck around this long. Because
why?
Okay, look, yes, it's good TV, but I don't think, I'm surprised that Colton doesn't see through the BS.
Well, and especially she opened up last night about mommy being in lockup.
Well, that's another reason why she's probably a little rough around the edges. Like, I wonder what mommy's in prison for.
I think she had, I thought she said it in her opening package. I thought it
like
had
money laundering or something.
Maybe taxes, but then again, it could, or not. I don't know exactly, so.
Just taxes or murder.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Same thing.
Right. So, honestly, though, sayonara, Courtney, I was pretty over it. You know, she didn't really seem to want to fight for it. But other than that, I mean, that's pretty much what we got going on. The one other thing I
Ding
did want to touch
on. The bitch is dead.
Yeah.
That was
And rude. You know what's funny, though? I can't wait until, because you know Colton's watching this back. So he probably saw her say that and was probably like, maybe I shouldn't have kept her as long as I did. You know, because you get to see the backside, you know, all the stuff that everybody was talking about.
You saw Hannah G's backside, all right?
Yeah, definitely. But let's just, one last thing to talk about. Kaylin and Hannah.
Hannah Brown.
Yeah, so they had a little sit down and kind of like buried the hatchet. Still agreed that they're not best friends.
No, that's like when your mom sits two siblings down. All right, yeah. Apologize to each other. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry too.
Yeah.
And they kind of walk away like, fine, we're fine now because we want to get dessert after dinner. And the dessert in this case is Colton. So
yeah.
But I'm a little disappointed that they kind of just squashed the storyline. I really wanted to kind of see that play out a little bit more.
That's my point, is that we've been hearing that like, oh, she's deceitful and she's a backstabber. And then they just agreed to squash it. And I'm like, yeah, but what happened between you two? Like, is that ever going to come out? Or did you guys just, like, you got really close in the pageant together and, like, somebody tripped the other person? You know, like, what happened?
Yeah,
and they just
butt paste.
And
it was super glue.
They blew right over that, and it was kind of dumb. That was a stupid way to resolve that.
What about the Pretty Woman stuff with on Kaylin's date?
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
That was, like, what Becca did with Ari.
Yeah, and oh, my God. Out. And how cheesy was it when she's like, oh my God, this is going to be exciting. And he's like, yeah, well, you know, once in a while, like, I realized I got a splurge. And like, it's like, oh, you mean like the bachelor's paying for everything? Like, all right, dude. Nice. Was it a Bentley or a Royce?
That's what Kaylin said. Kaylin said it was a Bentley.
I don't know. It looked like a Rolls Royce to me, where it had like the bird on the front or whatever, or like the wings.
It could have been a Toyota Corolla for all I know.
Oh, it definitely was not that. But anyway, well, yeah, I mean, good episode overall.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to seeing what happens next week with Elise. I'm hoping she bounces on her own. I feel like we get one of those each season. You know, somebody that just wants to leave. So excited to see where that goes. Do you have anything you're hoping for specifically next week?
You know what? I just wanted to also point out the Kaylin stuff, though it was really heavy, like you and I have echoed, it was really important. And I think in 2019 and in these times where the Me Too movement is really a very big deal, it was good on Kaylin for sharing such a emotional and just tragic story. So, but into next week, again, it's the halfway point. So that means,
You know what I was actually
the wire.
What passed through my mind yesterday? So we're watching this, and she says, Kaylin said, "I don't think that." Well, there are two guys that got away with it. Mm-hmm. They got away with the crime, whatever. I was wondering, are these guys watching the episode? Like, obviously, know what they did, and would maybe one or both of them, I mean, I think both is a little too optimistic, but would one of them, you know, be like, wow, like I really messed up and like fess up, like, you know what I mean? Or like come forward and be like, I apologize for what I did, like confess to it. I mean, I don't know, but yeah. I was hoping like when you actually see the ramifications of how it affects somebody and how you've kind of messed up their life a little bit. Not a little bit, a lot. I feel like you wonder if they have any regret about doing that or just have no conscience and are complete assholes.
That they would have regret. They're just, I think once you're rotten, you're rotten for life.
Some people just don't care. They have no moral code, no conscience. Yeah. So that could be who we're dealing with, which may be the case if somebody does something like that. So,
but just to switch gears real quick before we take off here, I'm always interested to see who would be the possible cast members that would end up on Bachelor in Paradise. We know Demi's not going to make it to the bottom, right? Mm-hmm. We know she's not going to, well, maybe she'll be on the bottom, but that's a different story.
Catherine will be there.
Catherine? Yeah, I can see her.
Catherine will be there.
On Bachelor in Paradise. I can see Demi on Bachelor in Paradise. Oh, mm-hmm. Tracy.
Oh, yeah.
One of the Cougars.
Yep.
I could see her being an emotional wreck in
Paradise.
Courtney
will be there. They'll invite Courtney there.
Demi will be there and they'll have the rat-a-tat-tat.
Yeah, Heather's going to end up being there because she's probably going to get kissed and then get sent home in like a week or two.
And then she'll have sex in Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, they won't do that.
Nicole will end up going there. Onyeka, all these people that are going to get sent home. Yeah. Sydney.
This is how it goes. You get booted. You get
Tracy.
Some huge bag and like great money from some of these like Instagram accounts. And then you fly to Mexico in a couple months for Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah. And then you just keep making money off Instagram.
And that's it.
So, hey, Annalise is killing it, man. I hope she actually finds somebody finally. That poor girl.
You love Annalise.
I do. I think she's a sweetheart. She's a sweetheart.
So is that so? That's probably, see, I follow everybody, but that's the one person you follow on Instagram. Out of all of Bachelor Nation, you're still hanging on for poor Annalise.
Well, I don't know. I think Annalise is like, she's just like had it. Like somebody needs to, some nice guy. Like she's very pretty.
Imagine if Annalise had ended up on this season where Demi thinks a 31-year-old is old. If she saw Annalise, who's like 35 at this point, she would be like, are you alive? Are you 100? Are you the witch from Snow White? Like that is...
Demi, you know what Demi reminds me of? She just reminds me of this like little annoying chihuahua I want to kick. You know what I mean? Like, and I don't kick animals, but like, get out of here, you know?
She's very pretty at the same time. Yeah,
get away. Exactly. You know, she's just like so annoying. Anyway... Well, that is episode 4 of The Bachelor After Party with Becca and Tony. We will see you guys next week. And with that being said,
if you did not receive a rose, take a moment, say your goodbyes.
Bye.
The Bachelor After Party with Becca and Tony will be released every Tuesday night. And you can find us on Anchor, iTunes, and any of your podcast listening platforms.